When I was in sixth grade, I was bullied, failing, invisible. I tried different schools, but bad things kept happening. It was a nightmare that wouldn't end. Then my mother learned about the Florida Tax Credit Scholarship.
The commercial features Valentine Mendez, a high school sophomore at La Progresiva, a private school in South Florida that opened 40 years ago and has roots in Cuba.
Instead of a nightmare, school is a dream come true. But now the teachers' union and others want to take my scholarship away.
Well, you know, I think it misses the point in the sense that what we've raised is a constitutional question.
Ron Meyer is an attorney who represents the Florida Education Association, the state teachers' union. The FEA, School Board Association, and others call the corporate tax scholarship program unconstitutional. The program gives businesses a choice. They can pay taxes or send the dollars to privately run organizations, which hand out scholarships for students like Mendez to attend private schools. Meyer says while there is no guarantee those dollars would otherwise have gone to public schools, the program still amounts to a drain.
What we allege in this case is you can't take the money and instead of paying taxes, give it to a scholarship funding organization to pay for private school education when dollar for dollar the same amount is being drained away from the public schools.
About 70,000 students, mostly low-income and minority kids, attend private schools using the program, and its supporters fear that if the case were to succeed, those students would lose their scholarships. The courts will soon be weighing in. A Leon County Circuit judge will hear arguments February 9th on whether Meyer's group can actually bring the lawsuit, something called standing. The state is arguing the program's opponents don't have it and is urging the judge to kick out the lawsuit. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.